Gospel of John, his Christmas story goes this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Father, 2,000 plus years later, we're still trying to wrap our brains around that. How it is that you came into the world. We ask questions like, why? Why would you love this world so much? With all of its pain and suffering and evil. And we ask how? Just as Mary did, how can this be? But it was. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word became flesh. And so, Father, be with us. Give us your Spirit so that we might have a little better understanding of Christmas and know how to celebrate it best. For it is in the name of Christ our Savior we pray. Amen. And the Word became flesh. The Son of God. The Word of God became the Son of God. The divine instrument of all creation came to earth as a baby boy, born to a woman, not in some great bolt of lightning, but in a very humble way, very quiet way, a way that would be easy to miss. The Word became flesh. The Word of God became the Son of God. And the Word of God was with God, and the Word of God was God. And somehow, in ways that we still can't comprehend, of how that can be, how the Word of God is God, was God, and the Word became flesh, God gave part of himself and place that part in a young woman's womb. And when her time was completed, she gave birth. The Word, who was God, became flesh. So what does that mean? Well, part of what it means is really important to us because it means that when we pray, God now knows how we feel. God told Isaiah that his son would be a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And Jesus, as the baby became the boy Jesus, as the boy grew into a man, he came to know grief. And as the boy Jesus knew grief, the Word of God knew grief. And God himself knew grief. So that when our heart is breaking and we cry out to God, he genuinely can say to us, I know just how you feel. And as Jesus knew physical pain, God would know pain. The Word became flesh. He would know hunger and he would know thirst. He would bleed. He would know joy and he would know happiness. He would know contentment in his mother's arms. He would experience everything that you and I can experience. So that when we pray to one who genuinely, truly does know just exactly how we feel. There's a story about a young family that lived out in the Midwest in an area with a lot of storms and tornadoes. Had a little girl, a lot like that one. She was 3. And her parents had always taught her that no matter where she was or what she was doing, God was with her and God was watching over her. Well, one night, there was a terrible storm. A lot of lightning, a lot of loud thunder, and there was this big thunderclap right near the house. And she woke up and she was crying and screaming. She was scared. She was crying out for her mom, crying out for her daddy. And her daddy gets up and he runs in there and she leaps into his arms, sobbing, crying. And he tries to comfort her and he says, "There, there now, come on. It's okay. It's just thunder. And thunder may be scary, but thunder can't hurt us. And remember, you don't ever need to be afraid, for God is with you all the time, watching over you." The little one was still clinging tightly, but her sobbing was starting to slow down, and she was starting to breathe a little bit. And she said, "Yes, Daddy, I know that God is always with me, but tonight I just needed God with skin on." And that's what happened with us. For God so loved the world that he gave himself. The Word became flesh, and God with skin on lived, dwelt, pitched his tent among us. So one thing it means is that when we pray, no matter what we are praying about, God does know just exactly how we feel. The other big thing that it means is found about a page over in your Bibles, in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Well, that's Christmas. "That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." That's what Christmas means. God's word tells us in Romans 5:23 that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And apart from Jesus, there is no one in all of humanity who has lived, is living, or will ever live who is not guilty of sin. And sin is a terminal condition. We are like the people on the Titanic, willfully, often gleefully jumping on a voyage of sin. But it is a voyage that is doomed along with everyone on board. And there is only one way to be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. There is only one way, because the Word of God became flesh. He is the only lifeboat. And if anyone believes in him, then that person will be saved. Jesus is the only one with a cure for sin. And what is this sure and steady lifeboat made of? nothing less than the body and blood of Jesus himself. This is why he had to go to the cross. This is why he would not let Peter or anyone else keep him from it. Because there on the cross, he paid a debt that he did not owe, because we had a debt we could not pay. This is why he gives us the bread and the cup as a reminder. This is the lifeboat. This is the way out. This is the way to be saved. It is the way. The way of the Word of God, who was God, who became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And you shall call his name Jesus. So, Father, as we take the bread and we take the cup, we are reminded of how the Word became flesh. As Jesus took the bread, he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." And then as he took the cup, he said, "This is my blood, which is the new covenant." He couldn't do that if the Word had not become flesh. And so, Father, help us to realize that Christmas and Easter are all part of your plan. And just as we needed Christmas, the Savior coming to the world, we need Easter, where he dies for the sin of the world. And so, Father, thank you for being with us. In Christ's name. The Word of God in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And so, Father, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We thank you that Jesus Christ, our Lord, went to the cross to pay a debt, to cover our sin. Sin that he never committed, a debt he did not owe, so that our debt could be paid, so that our sin would be forgiven. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ given for us. Verse 25 says, "In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so, Father, we thank you for the blood of Christ. There would be no blood if Jesus had just been some spirit floating amongst us. There would be no blood. There would be nothing to wash us clean of our sin. And so, Father, we are blessed and we are grateful at this Christmas time that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not die, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for that great gift of Christmas, the gift of your Son, the gift of eternal life, to those who believe in him. And so, Father, thank you for blessing us at this Christmas time. Help us, Father, to take it throughout the year, to be able to share the joy and the truth of Christmas wherever we go, with whomever we meet. with the love and joy of Christ. Thank you, Father, for it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.